Hard, but not impossible. That's the nature of the task facing Australia at the 2018 World Cup after being drawn alongside France, Denmark and Peru in Group C of the competition. Australia's first match is likely their hardest, against France on June the 16th. But Socceroos assistant coach Ante Milicic says the team is assisted in their preparation for that match by the fact it'll be played in the same city as where the side's World Cup home base will be.
I think we're satisfied. We have to be... Not so much with the opponents. We know we would get a difficult group, and it is, but I think logistically it's a massive one for us. To kick off our first game in Kazan, where we're based, I think it's going to be a good advantage for us coming into that first game.
The top two teams in each four-team group go through to the knockout stage. As far as club football goes, it's the same as usual in Australia. That is, Sydney FC is leading the A-League. The defending champions are 5 points clear atop the competition ladder after a 1-0 victory over Adelaide United in Adelaide. A goal from Brazilian striker Bobo was the difference between the two teams. Sydney FC midfielder Joshua Brillante told Fox Sports after the match, Sydney got better when they started to be more aggressive.
I think it was a bit of all of us. We tried to sit off a little bit and wait for the negative pass to press, but it kind of wasn't working. It's not our normal game. So second half we turned it around, started to press and it started to work in our favour.
Australia are Rugby League world champions in both the men's and women's game. The women's team, the Gillaroos, started things off by beating New Zealand 23 points to 16 in their World Cup final. Then, that night in the same stadium in Brisbane, the Australian men earned their 11th World Championship by defeating England in a tense, low-scoring match, 6 points to nil. Vice-captain Boyd Cordner scored the game's only try, and the final game of this World Cup has proved to be the final game of representative rugby league in the career of Australian halfback Cooper Cronk. He's announced his retirement from the game's highest levels in the wake of the victory. He'll spend the rest of his playing days playing club rugby league for the Sydney Roosters in the NRL competition. Cronk has told the Seven Network he's achieved much beyond what he thought he could.
If someone had told me when I was a 15, 16-year-old kid that this would have been possible, I would have laughed at you and went down the local news agent to Port Lotto because, I'm just so blessed to be able to play football, watch TV with guys like Mal and Andrew Johns and all those guys play before me, and to be able to sort of walk in their shoes and have some of, I've left this, sort of game with a bucket load of memories.
It was a great weekend to be a Queenslander named Cameron Smith. One man by that name captained Australia in their aforementioned Rugby League World Cup final triumph, and another, no relation to the first, won Golf's Australian PGA tournament on the Gold Coast. Much like the first Cameron Smith's triumph, this gentleman too won intense circumstances. His triumph came after two playoff holes and the ejection of a fan from the course after he was judged to be performing fake coughs, sneezes and heckles as Smith prepared his shot on the 18th hole. He just beat out Jordan Zunic to win in the playoff. He's talked the Seven Network through his triumph, perhaps appropriately, in a very modest way.
I wasn't really expecting much out of that chip shot there on the playoff hole. Just wanted to get it basically inside Jordan's and ended up hitting a really good shot. Like you said, I had my chance on the 72nd and just misread the putt, but nice to get it done.
And perhaps even more appropriately, Cameron Smith the golfer admits he stayed up on Saturday night to watch Cameron Smith the rugby league player lift the Rugby League World Cup trophy.